This episode may contain content not suitable for some audiences, including crimes against children, mentions of suicide, descriptions of a graphic nature, and adult language at times. Listener discretion is advised.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Back in 1997, a 13-year-old girl was brutally murdered in Essex, Great Britain, in the middle of the day. The person responsible was soon arrested and sentenced to life in prison. Case closed. Or so everybody thought. Despite someone being found guilty at one point during the investigation, the murder of Billie Jo Jenkins remains officially open and unsolved 26 years later. You are listening to True Crime Britain. Join me, Rhiannon, each Wednesday, as I tell the solved and unsolved stories of some of the most disturbing, mysterious, and heartbreaking crimes committed throughout the United Kingdom. Welcome to this week's episode. Billie Jo was born on the 29th of March 1983 in East London to Bill Jenkins and Deborah Barnett. The two had met in a kind of curious double date of sorts while Bill was incarcerated for various assaults in Wandsworth Prison. After his release, Bill moved in with Debbie, and 6 weeks after Billie Jo's birth, they married. However, as Bill could not keep himself out of prison and Debbie had her own problems with drinking and struggled to care for the house and her children, the family eventually fell apart. By the time Billie Jo was 9 years old, she and her half-brother were placed in foster care with Sean and Lois Jenkins, who were no relation to Billie Jo. The Jenkins lived in Bow, East England, with their four daughters, one of whom was friends with Billie Jo from school. Just a week after Billie Jo had arrived, the family moved to the historic town of Hastings in East Essex due to Sean's work. At first, the Jenkins were unsure of how Billie Jo would adapt to the change, as her school, friends, and biological family were in London, especially as her brother was taken back to a children's home. But it seemed that they worried for nothing. On the contrary, Billie Jo was happy being part of her new family and excited about her new life in Essex. She saw the move as a fresh start. Indeed, in Hastings, Billie Jo began to thrive. She enjoyed the seaside. She started doing well at school, and she seemed very stable and happy. Billie Jo often told her friends about her dreams of becoming an actor, and many believed that she was destined to be a star. But, unfortunately, we will never know what Billie Jo Jenkins could have achieved in her life, as it was brutally cut short just a few years later. On the afternoon of Saturday, the 15th of February, 1997, a 999 operator answered a frantic call. "My daughter's fallen, or she's got head injuries. There's blood everywhere. She's on the floor." The caller was Sean Jenkins, and the daughter in question, 13-year-old Billie Jo. By the time paramedics arrived in the back garden of the family home, there was nothing they could have done. Billie Jo Jenkins was pronounced dead at the scene. According to Sean, he had remained at home with Annie and Billie Jo that morning, while Lois had taken Esther and Maya for a walk, and Lottie was at a clarinet lesson. Billie Jo had been painting the French windows at the back of the house. At around 3 p.m, Sean said he went to pick up Lottie, taking Annie with him. Billie Jo was left alone. When the three returned, Sean decided to stop off at the house quickly before making a trip to the local DIY store. Apparently, he had been in the house with Billie Jo for no more than 3 minutes, while Annie and Lottie waited in the car. On return from the DIY centre 20 minutes later, Lottie discovered Billie Jo's battered body in a pool of blood on the patio. An autopsy was performed on the 16th of February, which revealed Billie Jo had died from 9 blows to her head with an iron tent peg. She had also received bruising and abrasions to her forearms and the back of her hand, which showed she had tried to defend herself. In addition, Billie Jo had a broken nose with a piece of plastic stuffed inside it and bruising to her left eye. Her brain had been badly lacerated during the attack, and pieces of her skull and brain matter were found in her hair. Due to the manner of her injuries, it is believed Billie Jo stood face to face with her attacker, who had then continued hitting her after she fell to the ground. No fingerprints were found on the weapon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The police initially investigated a mysterious man that had reportedly been seen acting strangely in Alexandra Park near Billie Jo's home. The man was eventually identified as a 44-year-old male known as Mr. B. He was arrested and informally questioned, and his clothes were tested for Billie Jo's DNA. But it came back negative. As a result, Mr. B was cleared as a suspect and released into psychiatric care. Soon after, the police began to doubt if Sean Jenkins had been telling them the truth. His explanation about going to the DIY store to get white spirit did not make much sense to the detectives, as they found he already had a bottle in the house. In addition, Sean had been acting somewhat erratic and circled a nearby park twice, according to his daughters, before returning home that day. Also, how did over 100 microscopic droplets of Billy Joe's blood end up on his clothes? Eventually, on the 24th of February 1997, 9 days after Billy Joe's death, Sean was arrested and charged with the murder of his foster daughter 3 weeks later. During the trial, Sean's defense tried their best to argue that he had no reason to kill Billy Joe, and the blood on his trousers and shirt could have been expelled onto him when he had knelt next to her body. But their efforts were in vain. The jury found Jenkins guilty of murder on the 2nd of July 1998, and he was sentenced to life in prison. However, that wasn't the end. After one failed appeal, Sean's case was referred back to the Court of Appeal in August 2004. And this time, the outcome was different. At the retrial, forensic scientists stated that the microscopic blood on Sean's clothes could have been caused by air being released from Billy Joe's airways as he moved her. The first retrial failed to end in a verdict, and at a second retrial, a jury was unable to reach a decision. As a result, the judge announced he had seen enough, and Sean Jenkins was formally acquitted. After Sean's release, the police force stated that they have no plans to reopen Billy Joe Jenkins' murder investigation. But they are still carrying out a forensic review of the case. Meanwhile, we are left with the question: who really murdered Billy Joe Jenkins?
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of True Crime Britain. For sources and photos relating to today's case, or to find out how you can access things like ad-free and bonus episodes, you can visit www.truecrimebritain.com, where you'll find more information.
Great Britain, a kingdom that unites all four nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, and of course, my homeland, Wales. With a population of almost 70 million people, a rich cultural history, more than 1,200 years of constitutional monarchy, and arguably the nicest cup of tea in the world, it's easy to see what makes Britain so great. As the gateway to Europe, it draws more than 40 million visitors a year from across the globe, each one hoping to experience what makes Britain so unique. But behind the pomp and the circumstance and the football greats, Britain has seen serious crime increase year after year, with incidents becoming even darker and more sinister. When a Metropolitan Police officer arrested a 33-year-old female for breaching COVID-19 regulations, he wasn't acting in the public's best interest, but as a predator hunting for prey. a 24-year-old man collides with a tree in the Welsh Valleys in the dark of night and is witnessed walking away from the vehicle, alive. After that, he mysteriously vanishes. When an innocent toddler is taken from his mother's side in a shopping mall and the horror of his final moments are revealed. Think serious crime doesn't happen where you are? Think again. True Crime Britain features some of the most disturbing, heartbreaking, and mysterious crimes committed in the United Kingdom. Crimes that have shocked and shaped us as a nation and beyond. Crimes where we may not always recall the specifics, but we will always remember the victims. And along the way, you'll learn about Great Britain itself, the towns and boroughs that make up its vast landscape, as we look inside the mind of predators, their prey, and their hunting grounds. New episodes are released every Wednesday. You can subscribe now so you never miss an episode by simply searching for True Crime Britain on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just visit www.truecrimebritain.com. And remember, wherever you are, please stay safe.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.